The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, this is Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I'm going to talk about joy. What is joy? It's only a little word, isn't it? But what is joy? Joy does exist, it's true. The dictionary tells us it's a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. In recent times, it may have been challenging to find joy, and that's not surprising. However, joy can be little things or big things in your life that bring you pleasure. What brings you pleasure? What brings joy to your life? The things that spring to mind for me are watching the sun rise or set, being on the beach listening to the waves, hearing the birds sing, smelling beautiful roses. Those are just a few examples. I have many more if I actually sit and ponder for a while. Joy could be speaking with someone about your day, sharing those events and happenings that made you smile and brought you happiness. Joy could be giving your time to others, volunteering to help a friend, a neighbour or someone else. Or it could be volunteering your time or skills within an organisation, such as Vectus Radio, for example. Giving back to people can bring you joy. I know that my best friend adores shopping for new things. That's not my thing, I admit, but it brings her joy and it makes her happy. I love my cat. I love my yard garden. They bring me joy. Growing things and spending time with my cats is both joy and happiness for me. It then occurred to me that there must be a link between joy and happiness in that case. Contemplating joy and happiness over a cuppa and a cake with my friend, we came to the conclusion that joy and happiness are definitely similar in some ways, but they're different too. Joy seems to be a thing of the present, the here and now. It's a visceral thing from your heart, an internal part of you, something you can hold on to when times get tough. Happiness, on the other hand, seems to be more in your head, a more transient thing. It comes and goes, sort of like the tide in the sea. You may disagree with me. That's cool. It's a personal thing, isn't it? So how can we cultivate joy? And how can we help ourselves and others experience more joy in their lives? There are many ways I've found. Here are some of them to consider. Listen to yourself. Take some considerable time to ponder about what it is specifically that brings you joy. You might do this by creating a joy board or a scrapbook using pictures, a sort of visual thing to develop as you go along. Or you might prefer a written table to look at, a journal to write in, a daily list, or something else completely. Work towards increasing your joy by developing further the foundations of joy that you already have. Slow down. Appreciate things more than usual and savour the pleasures in your life. Practice forgiveness to others. That makes more space for joy. Think with your heart and not your head. Be grateful for what you have and who you are and what you bring to the planet. Grow your joy from the inside out. Then share it with others to help grow their joy as well. Sharing joy helps to banish negativities too, which is super, isn't it? Say thank you more and be kind to others. That helps bring joy your way. Some people prefer the medium of dance, art, colours perhaps, a religious belief, being outdoors to cultivate joy in themselves. To be fair, whatever brings you joy, just do more of that. In a nutshell, sharing your joy increases joy for others. Finally, here's a short little saying. I can't find the author. The difference between joy and happiness resides in the mind and the heart. Choose joy. Practice joy. Know joy. Live joy. Feel happiness. Beautiful saying, isn't it? Take care of yourselves.